The G.I. Journal goes to press. Hello, Editor-in-Chief Jack Haley speaking. What's that? You want to put an ad in our personal column? Okay, I got a pencil. Shoot. Young man who owns large beehive wants to meet shapely blonde who's a honey. Object, a little buzzing around. We'll print that right up. Well, guess it's time to start things humming around G.I. Journal. Where's my office boy? Oh, Pedro!
Pardon me for talking in your face, Chief.
You don't have to call me Chief all the time. Don't be so formal. Just call me what everybody else around here calls me.
Well, I'll try, but I can't remember all those names.
Never mind that now. How's business in the advertising department?
Pretty good, senor. I printed up this one ad in the lost and found column. Lost one dog. He got black paws, black body, black tail, black ears, and a black nose.
What's his name?
Brownie. And then this one just came in. Wanted by mess sergeant, capable cook with every other tooth missing.
Why should he want to cook with every other tooth missing?
Comes in mighty handy when you scallop a pie.
Pedro, did anyone ever tell you that you have a very small IQ?
Oh, I know. But that's just since I've been wearing a girdle.
Listen, Pedro, here's an ad I want you to print that I wrote myself. It's supposed to sell a personality course to GIs by a Dr. P.U.Q.
P.U.Q.?
Yes, just listen to what the old stinker has to say. Attention all GIs. Do you have a winning personality, or are you still a PFC? Are you so unattractive to girls that the only way you can get a thrill out of a kiss is by slurping a noodle out of a Dixie cup? If so, let's face it, chum, you're repulsive. Enroll at once in Dr. Pugh's personality course. No books to read, no lessons to do, no questionnaires to fill out. Just send us $100 a week for 10 weeks, and at the end of that time, we'll have $1,000.
I wish my girl could enroll in this course. She has personality like a wet mop.
What do you mean, like a wet mop?
Well, every time I see her, she wants me to squeeze her.
Well, I certainly wouldn't call a girl a wet mop just because I had to squeeze her.
In a bucket?
In a bucket. Well, just remember not to enter her in our G.I. Journal beauty contest.
Beauty contest? What is that?
Well, when a bunch of beautiful tomatoes line up with very little clothes, and you pick out the dish who looks like the hottest, the dish who's the most tempting, and the dish who leaves you weak in the knees, that's a beauty contest.
In Mexico, we call that chili con carne.
Well, you wouldn't understand, Pedro. But I know the contest will be a success because I put a big headline on the front page of G.I. Journal asking for contestants. And while we're waiting for results, it's time for the first paragraph of the musical column. Here's Captain Wallace Schumann and the Armed Forces Radio Orchestra with St. James Infirmary.
Thank you.
Well, I hope our G.I. Journal beauty contest brings out some good-looking dames this year. The girls last year were so homely, I had to give the prize to Bucktooth Annie. Boy, she had the biggest buck teeth I ever saw. She was the only girl on the beach who could prop herself up in the sand without using her elbows. But I have a feeling this year we're going to have some real beautiful girls for the contest. Come in.
Hello, is this the office of the G.I. Journal?
Yes, don't mind me. Go ahead and empty the wastebasket.
Silly boy, I don't empty wastebaskets. I got up out of bed and came down here to answer your bathing beauty contest.
You should have stood in bed. By the way, what's your name?
Miss Broadbeam.
No, I mean your first name.
Oh, I have no first name.
No first name? What did your mother call you when she wanted you?
Oh, I don't know. She never wanted me.
Tell me, Miss Broadbeam, are you serious about entering this beauty contest?
Why, of course. I remember when I was in a beauty contest, I won first prize.
First prize?
Yes, the Lumberjacks Association elected me Miss Hatchet Face of 1945. Okay, right there.
Well, I don't know if you meet all the requirements for our beauty contest. Come over here and let me take a look at you.
Take your hands off me.
Well, I never touched you.
I know. I was just practicing. Mr. Haley, just gaze at this figure of mine. Don't I remind you of a siren?
To me, you look more like a whole fire engine.
You wouldn't talk like that if you saw me in my strapless bathing suit.
Strapless bathing suit? I've often wondered about those things. Tell me, what holds them up?
Well, I don't know about other girls, but I always wear suspenders.
You know, you sound like you spend a lot of time at the beach.
Oh, yes, I love to swim. But the other day I had a very narrow escape. I hollered for help and the lifeguard came out and grabbed me by the hair.
Did he make it all right back to the beach?
Oh, yes, and then he swam back out to get me.
Okay, Miss Broadbeam, you're our first entry in our beauty contest.
Oh, good. I'll be back in a little while. I've got to go and buy some liquid stocking makeup.
Liquid stocking makeup?
Yes, and it's very hard to find just the right thing to match my legs.
I'll say it is. Where are you going to find bow-legged bottles these days? I'm playing a cruel part here, aren't I? What a character. What a wife she'd make for some nice MP. What an MP is. That's the kind of a guy that won't let you do what you want to do, but as soon as you walk away, he does it. Oh, well, while we're waiting for some more contestants, here's a very lovely lady who has dropped in here to headline our musical page. Pat Friday.
There's somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'd watch over me. You tell him, please, to put on some speed. Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. Mm-hmm. keep for me. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, I need someone to watch over me.
Come in.
Hello, Jack.
Well, Lucille Ball. Gee, Lucille, you look wonderful tonight.
Well, thank you, Jack.
I just love that dress you're wearing.
Oh, I'm glad you do, Jack, because this is my favorite dress. No matter how the fashions change or how many new styles come out, I always manage to cling to this dress.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit of vice versa going on, too. Lucille, you may think I'm exaggerating, but honest, I'd rather go with you than any of the other girls I know.
Well, who are the other girls you know, Jack?
My sister and my mother. Really, I'm serious.
Well, Jack, I wouldn't ordinarily believe you, but after what I saw yesterday, I do.
Why? What did I do yesterday?
Well, I saw you on the street yesterday, and two pretty girls passed you, and you didn't even whistle.
Well, in the first place, Lucille, I'm not the type of man who whistles at girls.
Oh.
And in the second place, they were both police women.
How did you know they were both police women?
I whistled at them the day before. Well, let's not talk about me, Lucy. Let's talk about you. How come you came over to the G.I. Journal tonight?
Well, I saw your ad in the paper about the beauty contest you're running, so I came over to enter it.
Oh, no, Lucille, please, not you.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, it's just, well, you're not the type for a bathing beauty.
I'm not?
No, and besides, this contest is for G.I.s, and they don't want to see you in a bathing suit.
They don't?
No, believe... No, believe me, Lucille, you're the kind of a girl a serviceman would much rather see in a fatigue suit.
You know, Jack, you must be lots older than you look.
Lucille. Lucille, this may surprise you, but servicemen don't think of you that way. They think of you as a lovely goddess, way up on a high pedestal. But then what's a pedestal to a guy who's been through the obstacle course?
Jack, I'm awfully disappointed that you don't want me to enter the beauty contest. But, merely because I just bought the tiniest little bathing suit you ever saw.
I don't care how tiny... Oh, you did?
Yes, but I guess I just better take it back to the store.
Well, let's not be too hasty. If you really got your heart set on wearing this new bathing suit, we'd better find out if it's presentable to the public eye.
All right.
You put it on, Lucille, and we'll test it out on someone. Someone with very refined sensitivities.
Mm-hmm. Whom do you suggest?
Well, as a boy, I was very nervous.
No, Jack, I can tell... I can tell by the way you're talking that you're just being nice to me. You really don't want to see me in a bathing suit at all.
That's not so. Of course I want to see you in a bathing suit. Well, I'd even like to see you without a... I mean, How big is that suit again?
Well, of course, there's nothing on the arms or legs.
Uh-huh.
And there's practically no back to speak of.
Uh-huh.
And there's just the teensiest, weensiest bit of lace up the side, and it ties to another piece of lace around the neck so that it makes a bare midriff.
What do you have to have all that lace for? Now we're getting to the stuff. Now we're getting to the stuff.
Jack, that lace, that's what holds my suit up.
What do you have to wear all that lace for? But, Lucille, with a bathing suit that small, aren't you cold?
Yeah, sometimes I get so cold at the beach, I just stand there and shiver.
Can I come down sometime and count your goose pimples?
Then you really do want me to enter your contest, Jack.
Of course, Lucille.
Okay, I'll go home and get my suit on.
Swell. Of course, I'll be dressed formal for the occasion.
Formal?
Yes. Top hat, white tie, and field glasses. Oh, this contest is starting to shape up. And that reminds me, I got to get a judge to do the selecting. Let's see, who could I get? Well, while I'm cogitating, here's the Armed Forces Radio Orchestra, and with a song in my heart. in a spot now. I've got a beauty contest started and no judge. I'd judge it myself, only everybody would think it's a frame-up. Besides, what do I know about women? All I know is what my father taught me as we stood there at the transom of a lady's Turkish bath. Gee, my old man sure got heavy after 2 hours. It's no use. It's no use. I've got to get a judge who's fair and honest. Someone who...
Good evening. Hello.
Hello. Who are you?
Me, I'm a private attack.
How did you happen to get out of camp? Did you get a pass?
Oh, yes.
It isn't hard. Isn't it hard to get a pass from your sergeant?
Oh, it isn't. You see, not bad. I got this pass because he's very general. He never says no. He wants us all to be happy. Hey, I gave him $20 and my girl's phone number.
I'm glad you happened along, Sack. I think you're just the man we're looking for. I got a job for you.
No. I'm on a vacation, and no job.
You like this job?
No, you don't. No job. I refuse to work.
All you have to do is look at pretty girls in bathing suits.
I'm hired.
You know, it isn't an easy job to be a judge. You'll have to give me your word that you won't be prejudiced in your judgment.
Oh, I promise.
And you won't be influenced by a bewitching smile.
Oh, I promise.
Or flashing blue eyes.
I promise.
Or anything else.
No, you don't.
Well, I'll bring the girls in. Come right this way, girls. Meet our judge, the Sad Sack.
Oh, what a cute judge. Hello, Judgy. My name is Lucille.
Please, Sack, remember, no favoritism.
Sorry, I forgot.
Hello, Judge. My name is Miss Broadbeam. Who?
Stand back. It might be a booby trap.
Okay, let's proceed systematically. I've got a pen and pencil here, and here's a tape measure. Sack, you measure Lucille.
Oh, boy.
All right, first measure her foot.
Five inches,
and now her neck.
Her neck.
Yes. Why?
What happened to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? And Friday?
Okay, it's my turn now.
Yes. Now measure Miss Broadbean's foot.
All at once.
Why, certainly.
Don't you think I ought to ride around it once in a Jeep?
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life. My boyfriend thinks my feet are the nicest thing about me. In fact, he uses them for a model.
Is your boyfriend an artist?
No, he makes first baseman's mitt.
Well, that's enough of Miss Broadbeam. Let's measure Lucille over again.
Oh, goody. I'd like to measure her. I'd like to measure her. Her elbow. I created a lot of suspense there, didn't I?
Never mind the tape measure, Sacky. Why don't you measure me with your arm?
My arms?
Yes, put your arms around like this. Now hold me tight and guess how big around my neck is.
Well, tell us, Sack. How big around is her neck?
What was that?
Neck.
Right out here in front of everybody.
Well, come on, Sack. You've examined both girls. Who's the winner?
Well, I pick Miss Broadbean.
Miss Broadbean? For heaven's sakes, why?
Well, because she reminds me of Emma. She reminds me of Emma.
Emma? Who's Emma? Your sweetheart?
No, my barracks bag.
That's a fine thing comparing me to an empty barracks bag.
Oh, it's not empty. My laundry's in it.
Say, Lucille.
Yes, Jack.
Gee, I'm sorry you didn't win the beauty contest.
Oh, that's all right, Jack.
No, it isn't all right, honey. And to show you how I feel about it, I'm going to give you a consolation prize.
Oh, Jack, that's wonderful. What is the consolation prize?
A kiss from me.
I had to open my big mouth.
Well, close it a little, will you? I'm going to kiss you. Now, just relax. That's it. How was it?
Well, that makes two contests I've lost tonight.
Well, I guess it's time for G.I. Journal to put out the cat and turn in. I want to thank Sarah Berner for a swell performance as Miss Broadbeam, for the Sad Sack, and Pedro Mel Blanc. And thanks also to Wendell Niles, Captain Wallace Schumann, and the Armed Forces Radio Orchestra. And, of course, lovely Lucille Ball. Until next time, this is Jack Haley saying so long.
Radio service.